Okay. Good morning, everybody. Parashat Pinchas. The first question we ask on Pinchas is, if you look in the Parsha, how do you write Pinchas in Hebrew? A lot of people write it Pei Nun Chet Samech. But if you look, very hard to see.
Wouldn't it be
Pei Yud? The Yud, there is a Yud, but it's very small, very tiny. And that's the way it's written in the Torah, not only here. In the Torah, when you read it, the Yud is very small. And of course, the first question is, if you need the Yud, why is it small? And if you don't need it, don't put it there. So what's the reason of this small Yud? Now let's see, who is Pinchas? Did you hear about him till now?
No.
We don't know anything about him. Is a guy that suddenly got up and did this thing that we call jealousy or whatever you call it, or kana'ut in Hebrew, and he kills one of the heads of the tribes of Shimon. What's the story? The story is Bilam, as you remember last week, wanted to curse Am Yisrael, and instead of cursing, he blesses them because God wanted him to bless. Then, before he goes, he tries to harm Am Yisrael. So what is he doing? He is telling Balak, the king of Moab, I've got a thing that is going to hurt Am Yisrael. You make them sin. How do you do this? You make them sleep with the girls from Moab, and also they will worship the idols. What did they do? They did this big market and put their clothes that are very good for the desert. What you call pishtan. Pishtan is
linen.
Yeah. Where in the desert it's very hot. So, of course, if we're talking about tzemer, about wool, it's very warm. And plastic, they didn't have it that day. It's anyway very warm, all the synthetic stuff. So the best clothes in the desert were linen. So they put this big market for linen stuff and other things. And when the Am Yisrael came in, they were standing this in the tent. In the entrance was this very, very old, ugly lady, dressed like a tzaddikah from Mea Shearim, and offering the clothes. But when they came near, it says, if you want a better offer, go inside. And inside was this young girl, half naked, beautiful girl, and offering them the beautiful merchandise she's got. And while she's doing it, she's starting to
flirt
with them. And then gives them wine to drink. And you know, the end of the day, a beautiful girl, half naked, wine, put everything together. He wants to be with her. Says, 1 minute, you want to be with me? First of all, bow to my idol, to the idol I've got here. And that's the way they made Am Yisrael sin. So God tells Moshe, go and start killing all the people that are doing those sins, worshipping idols especially. And then was a plague. 24,000 people died in this plague. And how was it stopped? Pinchas gets up while one of the heads of the tribe of Shimon takes a Midianite girl, comes in front of Moshe and all the big top people, and tells Moshe Rabbeinu right in front of him, you tell us not to go with the Midianite, and what do? You are married to one. Which is true from one point of view. Moshe Rabbeinu is not doing anything. Aaron is not doing anything. All the oldest are not doing anything. And suddenly this Pinchas gets up and kills this Shimon with this girl. Unbelievable. How did it happen? And then in our parsha, from one point of view, this is a murder. He killed one of the head of the tribes of Shimon. But everybody realizes that what he did was the best thing that can do, because the plague stopped. And it's written that God is giving him et briti shalom. He's giving him a covenant of peace. This is, I want to understand what's going on here. You know, this is really strange. You know, this guy killed somebody. Okay, he did the right thing. but the reward on killing is peace? How do you come put the things together? And the real truth is, we tell Aaron, Ohev Shalom veRodef Shalom. What is Ohev Shalom? Love Shalom. What is Rodef Shalom?
To make peace.
Rodef chases peace. Do you chase peace? Sometimes, in order to achieve peace, you have to chase somebody and even sometimes to kill. We have our enemies around us. They want peace?
No.
We want peace. And everybody knows it. But we all know also that if we come to the table and talk peace with them and give them, which we're doing all the time, what's the result?
We get makot.
We got more and more troubles. Because sometimes the way to achieve peace is show them that you have the power. So sometimes in order to achieve peace, you have to go to a fight. That's what it is. So Aaron, that what is the same, it's not only seeking peace in a normal way. If there was an option to find the peace and you had to do an action of war in order to achieve the peace, what would Aaron do? Do it, of course. And Pinchas is his grandson. And that's why it's very interesting that all the people were toying, look at this guy. He is a son of a Midianite that her grandfather was worshipping idols, and he kills a head of a tribe in Am Yisrael? For what? The same thing. You see, the difference is sometimes very narrow, like a string. Because, of course, everybody who wants to join us can. This Midianite that Moshe Rabbeinu was married to her, she converted to become Jewish. Her father converted to become Jewish, Yitro. So the minute there are new persons, they are Jews as anybody else. And this is something we have to put in our mind. We haven't got any soul rights on being close to God. Everybody in the world, no matter what he is, can be a part of our nation and become closer to God. If he wants to be Jewish, he can become Jewish. If he wants to do only the 7 mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, he can also do. But the real people who seek the God, they want to become as close as they can. And this is Yitro, for example, and his daughter. So to come with a Midianite and in front of Moshe, and by the way, maybe this is the reason Moshe is not doing anything. But who is doing? Pinchas, who's got the same problem. And who is Pinchas? Now, there are a lot of lessons in our parsha.
He's saving the name of Moses and Aaron.
And also and saving Am Yisrael. He's saving Am Yisrael. And the Rav Zalman Sorotskin writes, a Yud, a small Yud, is Yehudi. There is no small Jew. Yeah. Each one of us has got big powers inside. That's why the Torah is writing Pinchas with a small U to show us. Did Pinchas, yesterday didn't hear about him. Suddenly today, he does this heroic thing. And you have to understand what he did. He went into the tribe of Shimon, and he killed the head of the tribe with the girl and took them out. And this is a suicide mission. Because think about all the people, all the tribe, seeing what he's doing to the head of the tribe, they surely wanted to kill him. Nevertheless, we're talking about one of the head of the tribes of Shimon, which supposedly is a tzaddik. And as we see in the last parashat, we always get to those tzaddikim that suddenly do those terrible things. And not only Jews. Even the Gentile, Bilam, last parsha, he knows the mind of God. He's connected to God. And he still goes against God. And here we have a very interesting point, which is connected to what Moshe Rabbeinu is asking. He's asking the Kodesh Baruch Hu to find a leader that is going to go after he goes. Because in our parasha he realizes that he's not going to go into Eretz Israel, and we need to have somebody who's going to take the lead. So he's asking a man, El Elokei Aruchot, God of spirits. That's the way he approaches God. Choose a man, a leader that will lead Am Israel. And God is answering him, I'll give you a man with a spirit, which is Yoshua ben Nun. And it's very interesting, this whole idea of a spirit. And also in other things. We have so many figures in our parsha. If you look through, we have Datan v'Aviram, we have even Er ve'Onan, the sons of Judah that died years ago. And we have the sons of Korach that were saved from the going into the earth of God or being burned. And so many figures. And Yoshua, and Caleb ben Yefune, and Moshe, and Aaron, and Zimri ben Salu, and Pinchas. What is this parsha trying to tell us? I think the parsha, if I want to title it, is a man with a spirit in him. In other words, the spirit is what motivates you. The spirit is one of the parts of the neshama. The neshama is built from nefesh, ruach, which is spirit, and neshama. The nefesh is the part of the beast part, like the one that what is moving us and making us go and eat so we will survive. Then we have the spirit, which is connecting this lower part of the neshama to the higher part, which is the connection to God, which is the neshama, which is in the head. Now the spirit should make the neshama control the beastly side and not opposite, because the body is only a cloth to wear for the neshama. In other words, the body is supposed to do what the neshama wants him to do. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen like this, because the body is apart from earth and is connected to all the desires and lust that every human being wants. So the fight is very hard. And sometimes this part is controlling the neshama. So in other words, Isha Sheruach Bo, the spirit should be the right spirit. So we see Pinchas with a little yud. Yesterday we didn't hear about it. Suddenly he gets up and does this heroic thing. Which of course the halacha says this is a thing to do, but halachically you don't tell nobody to do this, because you have to understand what's happening here. Nobody can take, let's say, a gun and start shooting people, like we, unfortunately, it happened here in Amis, in Israel, because this is a unique thing that needs to be done by a unique person that is doing it only for one reason. He is jealous for God. Because, you know, we love somebody. Because jealousy from one side is the worst thing you have. He says, the jealousy and kavod, honor, and tava and lust taking us out of this world. So how can it be that there is a kina that is positive? Not only positive. He is getting the covenant of peace. And we have to understand, as we said, peace, sometimes you have to do things in order to achieve peace that don't look like peace, but they make peace. And peace, the real peace is when we are in peace with God. Because peace, shalem, shalom, ishlemut, is whole, to be whole with God. And what Pinchas did, he connected Am Israel again to God after this terrible thing they did. Worshipping idols and going with those Midianite girls or Moabian girls, whatever. So Pinchas, yes.
It always worried me, why did God say in the Ten Commandments, I am a jealous God?
That's what we're talking about now, to understand what is a positive jealousy. That's exactly what you're asking is very good. That's one of the main issues that we're talking about. So if I want something that somebody else got, this is not good. Especially if I want what he's got. If I want something like what he's got. I can say it's better, but still not the right way. But if he is a tzaddik, and I'm jealous that I'm not a tzaddik, and I want to be a tzaddik like him, is it good or bad?
It's good.
It's
good.
This is the two sides, but there is another side. When I love somebody, and I see somebody hurting him, would I do something about it?
Yes.
If I don't love him so much, and I'm going to risk myself, would I do something?
Maybe.
Maybe yes, maybe not. If the risk is high, and I don't love him so much, or if I don't love him at all, of course I'm not going to do anything. So in other words, if I love somebody, a real love, if I see somebody else hurting him, I will stand up for him. And this is what Pinchas is teaching us. If you really love God, and you see somebody doing something against God, what do?
You support.
You go and stand against it, no matter what. Even if it's going to cost you your life. In this case, that I just mentioned in a clue. There's nothing to compare. This is a terrible thing he did, and he can say whatever he wants. It's Oseh Maaseh Zimri veDoresh Sachar Pekinchas. There is something that the Gemara says. He's doing the Maaseh of Zimri, but he wants a reward like Pinchas. In order to do what Pinchas did, our sages say us right in front. It's halacha ve'en morim kach. But nobody is allowed to do this. In other words, what Pinchas did was purely for love of God. And believe me, in our generation, nobody can get to this level. And nevertheless, we're talking here about somebody who did a terrible sin, and there was a plague, and he stopped the plague. When what Rabin did, whatever, you can translate it, whether he is a Jew, he did a lot of good things to Am Israel, and even if he did something wrong in your own eyes, that it doesn't mean you go and kill him. Because you see, there are a lot of things here. If Pinchas would have killed Zimri 1 minute after he did what he did, or let's say they are not connected, they are sleeping together, they are connected, and now they stop, and Pinchas comes and kill him, he will be a murderer. He was only allowed to do it while it was in the right moment where they were connected. Otherwise, it's a man. Nevertheless, if Zimri ben Salu would turn around and see Pinchas trying to kill him, and he would have killed Pinchas, he would not be considered a murderer. So it's not so simple. When we start learning all the complication, we understand that the Torah is really trying to tell us something. And in order to tell us something, the Torah knocks us on our head. We are now in Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. One of the things of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz is to understand, why did God destroy the temple? Because unfortunately, sometimes we need a knock on our head in order to wake up and do good. Because we go in a way, and if somebody severe is not going to happen, we are going to go on the same way. So God sometimes needs to give us a shock. So the ruin of the temple was a shock. But we have to learn from it. That's the day to day is the idea to understand. It's not about that the temple was destroyed. It's about building the temple. People may sometimes make a mistake. We are sorry that the temple was destroyed. But okay, so you were destroyed. So okay, so what do I do? The temple was destroyed. So what is it good for? Nothing. The idea is to think, why was it destroyed, and fix our deeds and make the temple rebuilt. That's the idea. In other words, fix our deeds. And that's always Ir Pinchas. What Pinchas is doing, really, he's shocking us. Because, you know, if he would have, okay, come and hit him, and then everything was okay, would it teach us a lesson?
No.
No. But here he killed somebody. Oh, we all start saying, hey, how did he do this? And they were shouting, how dare he? And they said another thing, how dare this guy, which is a son of a Midianite, a grandson of somebody who worship idols, they'll do this. And you know what the Noam Elimelech says? An unbelievable thing. He says they're not contradicting the deed of Pinchas. They're contradicting themselves. They say, look, we are all those Moshe, Aaron, all the Skenim, all the wise people, all the tzaddikim standing and doing nothing. And who gets up? This guy that nobody knows, not alone knows. He is a grandson of a guy who worship idols, and he's doing the right thing. We have to be ashamed that we didn't do. That's what the Noam Elimelech says. The Noam Elimelech says a beautiful thing. He says, they say the Admor Migur, the Rebbe Migur, he doesn't go to any home if there is no Noam Elimelech there, the book of Noam Elimelech. And Noam Elimelech is it's a very hard book. It's a lot of Kabbalah in it. But the idea, what the Noam Elimelech says, is a beautiful idea. He says, we, a lot of times, can do what we have in our power. So we do it, maybe a little less. But sometimes, if we see something that is being done by somebody else, we are jealous in the positive way, and we do more than we can do. In other words, says this, what Pinchas did, he woke up all Am Israel. Here, look, you were standing doing nothing. All the tzaddikim, all the great people doing nothing. And this guy from nowhere, and not only from nowhere, he is, as we said, he is not exactly from the best family. And he's doing this thing. This minute they all woke up and understood that they have to do sometimes, even if it's hard and even if it looks terrible, they have to do the deed. So the lesson for us is not to go and kill people, Chas v'Shalom. The lesson for us is to wake up and stand up for our opinion, stand up for our emunah. Not being, how do you say, anemic, stand in a, not caring what's happening. Okay, so they do this, they do that. Who cares? I'm going on with my life. Pinchas also could have gone with his life. But he had the spirit in him. The same way as Moshe Rabbeinu is being told, Yoshua's got the spirit. In other words, what is motivating us is the spirit. And the spirit has to be connected to God. And when the spirit is connected to God, and when we love God in the right way, so what do? We do the right thing. And I think that our lesson, we are little people, we are not Moshe Rabbeinu, not Aaron, but the lesson for us is that sometimes in our small life, when we see something, it's being done against God, against the Torah, against our loved ones, against the tradition, we should stand up, not let it go. If you see something wrong, stand up, because there is no small Jew. That's the Yud HaKtana. Remember always this small Yud. There is no small Jew. This Yud, this power is inside of each one of us. This is the Neshama. And it can wake up and do things that we cannot even believe. And that's what the Noam Elimelech says. We should look at the people that do things, that don't stand on the side, and learn from them that when it happens, we also should try and reach and do more than we think we can do. Because we will find out a lot of times that we can do. And I never forget, I've been years ago in an exhibition in Germany, in a furniture exhibition, I'm dealing with furniture, and there was this firm that I was going looking after year and year and year, and there was nothing interesting for me there. And then one year I saw something very interesting, and I start talking with them. Now, in those big firms in an exhibition, they have a whole restaurant. In the exhibition, a whole restaurant. Not only coffee, you can have a whole meal there. Because that's the way they deal with all their dealers, and they sit with you.
And dine you.
Okay. So he's asking me, this guy, what would you like? And I says, I don't know, I can drink a coffee. He says, it's not kosher, he tells me. I says, I know it's not kosher. I'm doing it. This goy.
Yeah.
And then he tells me something that I never, ever forget. You know, yesterday a guy from your country was here from Israel. And when I told him it's not kosher, he says, no matter. And he ate whatever was there. He was talking with just such a... disgusting, like a way, and I says, Baruch Hashem, that this was Kiddush Hashem, Because then he realized that not everybody is like this. Because I want to eat now, and I want to drink, and I want to sit, and I want to show you I eat treif. Chas v'sholom. And he did business with whom? With me. And this is a big lesson for life. Sometimes you think, oh, what is he going to say? What is he going to... If you stand on your belief, believe me, other people will also appreciate it.
That's why we're here.